Episode 1344, Is Your Spouse the Same Person You Married?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy every day. It is the weekend, and that means what? Saturday, it's football. Okay, we're not going to talk football, I promise you, but we are going to talk about marriage. It's all about relationship builders. Is your spouse the same person you married? Let's answer that question. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted to have your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. This episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Some exciting things are coming up. They're making me kind of nervous and excited all at the same time. So make sure you stay tuned here. And you also are signed up for the Kisses newsletter. You'll be the first to know, and you're going to want to be a part of the Founders Club. So is your spouse the same person you married? You know, falling in love is so sweet. The tingly feeling and long talks, holding hands just because. But is your spouse the same person you married? The one thing that is constant in our lives is change. And that applies to people too. We are either moving forward or we're moving backwards in our relationships, especially in our marriages. However, are we allowing our marriages to thrive through change? Think about it. Maybe you haven't even thought about it. I know when I started writing this episode, I was like, oh, that's a really good question. Is your spouse the same person you married? Well, if change is constant, then we already should know that answer automatically, right? No. Well, you got to take a walk down memory lane with me. Go back to the time when you met your future husband for the first time. Oh, I can remember. We came back after the first semester of my freshman year in college. And it was time for our winter session. And there in college, we had like 3 weeks together. Some people would go on mission trips. It was a very, very small liberal arts college, Baptist college. And we would go on mission trips or we would take certain classes. And we would also have some connection time where the fraternities and sororities would gather together and they would be paired up and they would put on these dramas, so to speak. And it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun. And so for some strange reason, I decided that on our last performance, as we're walking up into the balcony to sit to watch everybody else's, I did something to my ankle, not even during the performance. Now you have to understand that as an ice skater, I've had injuries, multiple injuries. Every year during my high school year, I had an injury. I was on crutches when it came to my legs. And so I just knew automatically. I'm like, oh, I twisted it, sprained it, something. No need to worry. No need to alarm my parents. I just need a couple weeks off of it, not walking. And you see, I lived in the dorms. And that time, the dorms were female only and male only dorms. There were no co-ed dorms. And I was on the one farthest away from all the classes, which was fine. But that meant what? A lot of walking. And you didn't just drive. It was a very small campus. So you didn't get in the car and drive yourself and park. No, you just walked. And it's up north and it's cold. And we're talking January and oh my goodness. And I thought, all right, I'm just going to go get my crutches. And so I went to the student health center and there I saw my future husband. He looked at me as he was finishing up with another student. The door opened and the angel sang. Okay, no, that's not exactly how it happened. I'm maybe over-exaggerating just a little bit. But what about you? What was it like for you when you met your future husband for the very first time? What do you remember when your eyes met his? Oh my gosh, he's so cute. Oh, I wonder if he has a girlfriend. Where have you been all my life? Batting your eyes. Was it his eyes that lured you into his trap? Oh, they do it, don't they? Especially when they're really long eyelashes. Yes. But when you looked last at him today, what did you think? Most likely none of what you first thought of him when your eyes met. Maybe it was more like, I hope he drops a couple of pounds for his health. His belly's getting a little big. Oh, if we only had more time to spend together. We're just always so busy. Oh, how life is so complicated. Oh, wait, and this is probably more so what we all have experienced. I can't believe he just said that to me. He should know better. Mm-hmm. We all can relate to that, right? It's amazing. At first, it's like, oh my gosh, where have you been all my life? The next thing you know is, seriously, I can't believe you just said that to me. In a matter of 10, 15, 25 years, change is a constant. But the crazy thing is we're inclined to treat each other as if nothing has changed. It's not the same, though, and neither are you. So why is it that our actions keep us from growing together as a couple? We like to hold on to what reminds us of the simpler life. It's our comfort zone and almost a hidden wish. If we could only go back in time, all would be easier. Less complications, little distractions, only you and your sweetheart. So to answer the question, is your spouse the same person you married? No, no, no. If he's not the same person and you're not the same person, then how can you grow together as a more united couple with a deeper love and appreciation for each other? Because think about it. There's probably been times in your marriage that you haven't been on the same page. Imagine that. Maybe you've had some just fallouts, I mean, major battles, not just disagreements, not even discussions. It's like full-on war. Maybe you separated at one point. Marriage takes work. You have to be willing to put in the work and be willing to change with each other. Yet we like to battle, don't we? We go to battle. As creatures of habit who really don't like change, well, we stick to what we know. Sticking to it is losing it. You have to want more out of your marriage than mundane responsibilities and daily activities. And I hate to say it, but I'm going to anyway. Because you matter. Your marriage matters. Your family matters. We cannot sit here and have this disconnect when it comes to our marriages. We can't sit here and act like, okay, I'm just going to let subconscious take over. I'm not going to think. I'm not going to do. I'm not going to make any effort because I'm already too busy. You got to stop being too busy. And you got to increase your hunger for love. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Increase your hunger for love. It's not that you are doing things to be loved and to be noticed. When you increase your hunger for love, you are seeing your spouse in a different spotlight, which enhances his new qualities never seen before. Go back to when you first met. What did you see then? Fast forward to today. What do you see now? Come on, it's the wake-up call. Wow, I've got a really great guy here. I don't know how I missed this, but what he has done for me is incredible. How he loves on our children. I've taken him for granted. I just want to wrap him up. Oh my gosh, yes. It's the wake-up call. You must have the wake-up call. You got to get yourself out of the rut. No more assuming the same old things. Come on. Been there, tried that, doesn't work. You can't look at your husband through the same lenses when you met him. They're cracked with jagged edges. You always find something that's wrong. Mm-hmm. I know already. You're already thinking about it, aren't you? What happened this morning? And you're like, oh, yeah, that. You can't do that. You can't always find something that's wrong. He can't live up to your standards, past or present. He won't be able to. So why sit here and drag yourself through craziness all in your head, thinking that, oh, okay, yeah, maybe my marriage is okay. I don't know. It's not great, but it works. And yeah, we're just kind of at the stage where, yeah, we're focused on the kids. And yeah, I run the girls to dance and the boys to football and, you know, my other daughter to soccer. And yeah, that's what our life is. And maybe it'll slow down. And once in a while, we see each other in church, if that. And then, I don't know, we go to bed, we're tired. You know, not much time for ourselves. Is that your marriage? It's hard, isn't it? It really is hard. The expectations that we put on each other. As a couple, united as one. Under God. Now understand this. It is a two-way street, right? Because you may be seeing your husband through these cracked lenses and jagged edges, but same goes for him. He looks at you with the same lenses. And we know we aren't the same size. Or maybe we don't have the same hair anymore that he fell in love with. Maybe our eyes are a little bit more tired. Or maybe the color isn't the same because now we have to color it because we have all white coming in. Yes, it's a two-way street. It's time to open your eyes and see the magnificence in marriage. It's time to get your spark back. You got to increase your hunger for love. So it's your wake-up call. So let's break it down. What does it look like for a wake-up call? Oh, I know you're going to get this one. Number one, stop hitting the snooze. Stop hitting the snooze button. No more excuses. No more waiting for him to change. Let it go. Let it go. We get all wrapped up in what may have happened yesterday, 2 years ago. Yes, sometimes we have to deal with the past, but if you are only living in the past, you'll never be able to be in the present and the future won't happen. So stop hitting the snooze. Number two, change your alarm status. We react to much more than what we should. Express yourself in unconditional love. No strings attached, no conditions. You don't do something for him with the expectation that he will then in turn do something for you. You do it for him because you want to do it for him. Whatever that do it is. Whether it's keeping the house clean, whether it's fixing him an incredible dinner, whether it's increasing a little more sexy sassy in the bedroom, whatever it is for you. Express yourself in unconditional love. But most of us, what are we doing? We say, oh, I'm willing to give here if you're willing to give there. If I'm going to do something, you have to do something too. Jesus didn't do that with us. God did not do that with us. He sent his only son here to experience life on earth that he created so we can know him more, so he can know us intimately. He wanted to know his creation and what? Create a relationship. You have to be willing to want the same thing. Does that mean maybe at times you're going to give more than he does? Yes. Is that okay? It should be. If not, we need to chat. And I'm being very serious about that. Yes, marriage is a two-way street. But it does take one to start. Change your alarm status. Express yourself in unconditional love. And number three, rise up. Get up. It's time to see the beauty in marriage. Do what you can control. No more playing the blaming games. Do what you can control. When you do that, you begin to work on your marriage. Then you can begin to open up conversations with your husband and say, look, this is what I've been thinking about. He's going to notice anyway. He's going to be like, whoa, what got in her? And he may not say something for the first day or two, or maybe 3 or 4 weeks. And then out of the blue, he'll be like, you know what, hun? I was noticing. I just really appreciate when you have my cup of joe ready for me every single morning and you give me that kiss. It's just a great start to my day. I just want you to know that. Thank you. You're going to be like, what? Remember the first time your eyes met his? What about the first time your eyes meet his today? What will you choose to see? Marriage takes work. It's not easy. I know. I've been there. I've traveled that storm. Do I get it right all the time still? Nope. But do I work at it all the time? Yes. That's the word commitment. Are you willing to commit to your marriage? It's your wake-up call. Are you ready to answer the call? Maybe you're struggling in your marriage. Maybe you're just kind of pulling your hair out because you think you've tried everything. I want you to try something else. I want you to click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Let's chat about where you are, where your marriage is, where the rough edges are. And let's see where we can begin to smooth out and create a marriage, building a strong foundation, one that God says, yes, this is exactly what I want for you, for your husband and your family. Click on that link today and we'll get you set up for a call. It's your wake-up call. There is beauty in change. So increase your hunger for love. Answer the call today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. Go enjoy some incredible college football. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.